This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. We're back.
We had a pleasant surprise here this morning. Pat was coming in, and Pat's our producer for this hour, and our buddy Jordan met him in the parking lot and provided us with some great donuts and coffee, and we thank you, Jordan, for that. And you may remember Jordan it's been a while, last year maybe, I don't remember, but Jordan called, had a squirrel in his house, and it was cool weather. I don't know if it was this time of year or not, but didn't know what to do. And I said, you know, leave the doors open and see what happens. Oh, it's cold. I said, well, you got a squirrel. And apparently the squirrel found its way out because there was no trace of that. And Jordan called me the other day and asked if I remember. And I said, yeah, I remember, sure. So Jordan said, well, I like your show. I'm still going to bring you coffee and donuts. So you know what? Jordan, thank you very much. I'm enjoying that Dunkin' Donuts coffee right now. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Shout out to my buddy Jordan. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What do you think about increasing the price of the duck stamp from $15 to $25? Would that stop any of you from hunting waterfowl who like to hunt waterfowl? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about the cost of a hunting license going up next year? I'm not saying how much, but reasonable, reasonable. Not like the proposal last year, not like the poorly done job of presenting that to sportsmen last year. Getting a jump on it, getting a little out front. The bill hasn't been written yet, but there was a meeting this past week of people who were part of the sportsman's community, and it was a part of it. It wasn't the entire sportsman's community, although they were invited. Everybody was invited. I think there were probably 40 or 50 people on the email list that were the movers and shakers in the hunting world here in Maryland. And, you know, handful bothered to show up. So the work went forward. Let's talk to, well, let's wait till we get Jim's call loaded up here. But he wants to talk about the duck stamp thing. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Last day of the deer firearm season in December, and then we have 2 days in January 4th and 5th, the extended season, which is always a nice little bonus, that 4th and 5th season. But I will tell you, the deer have started moving on this weather front and this moon or whatever you want to call it. The bucks are pushing the does again. And the deer are actually starting to do their winter thing as they do after breeding season, and that's get back into their family groups and start to form their a little bit larger herds for the winter time. It's a survival thing. So it's, in my opinion, early for them to do that, but you know, maybe not. I don't know. I've seen, you know, I saw a group of about a dozen yesterday all together. Not a buck among them. But, and I was telling Laura the other day, I said, the more you learn about deer hunting, the less you know. I've been doing this 45 years, and I don't know nothing. So, you know, as soon as you predict something's going to happen, it doesn't. It happens the opposite way. And if you're a deer hunter, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's talk to Jim. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Alan?
Good, man. What's up?
I know I'm on my way to work. I'm just pulling into the parking lot at UMBC.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get to the woods tomorrow, but I've got to make a couple phone calls sometime during the day to find out.
Tomorrow, Sunday. Yeah. Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Well, private lands.
Okay.
Yeah, Cambridge. But
Cambridge. Yeah, I got you.
You're not, whether or not the increase in the price of a duck stamp is, would stop me from waterfowl hunting.
Yeah, will it?
No. I've only hunted waterfowl once. Well, actually twice. We went out one day and didn't have a shot. But I enjoyed it, and I will buy the stamp just as a matter of course to, for the conservation.
Right.
I've been buying a stamp for years, and you know, if I get out good, if I don't, that's okay too.
There are thousands of people that collect those stamps.
Yeah,
and don't hunt at all. You know,
they're big money.
Oh, I know they're big money. Sure, they are.
If you've got you know an old one or whatever, I don't know what they. I've heard that some of them go for a good bit.
No, they do. The first federal duck stamp was introduced in the 30s. I think it was 1937, and don't quote me on that. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
It was done by an artist by the name of Ding Darling. Ding?
Yeah.
The name? I actually was on a tour of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Training Facility in West Virginia. And we were the company I was with was supporting an event they were doing there at the time, and I was with another fella. Actually, I was with Captain Dan Kardash, who calls here from time to time. We were working together and working with those folks out there. In the basement of that building is a collection of a lot of seized animals and artifacts and things, you know, ivory and mounted tigers and, you know, that kind of stuff that had been seized in customs. Well, the agent that was in charge was giving us a tour. He opened a drawer and he said, "Do you know what that is?" And I knew exactly what it was. It was the printing block used to print the print of the first federal duck stamp.
Wow.
And I said to Dan, feign a heart attack.
Can I have that?
While you're flopping around on the floor, I'm grabbing that. We're going to go.
Yeah, that's right, man.
I'll meet you in the car.
No problem.
Yeah, it was funny. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's just like deer, you know, deer hunting. I buy my license and hope I get out. But if I, you know, I work construction.
Yeah.
So if I don't get out, that's okay too.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to buy the license anyway.
Good for you, buddy. All right. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, what's the contest for this month?
Same muzzleloader we've been giving away. It's on the website.
They just asked if I wanted to enter the contest.
Yeah, it's a muzzle. Sure. We're giving away our third muzzleloader of the year. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but Jim, thank
Wonderful.
You.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you, buddy. Bye bye. There goes Jim, and we got Al and Ken Island, and then Wayne and Bully's Quarters. Good morning, Al. How are you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm great.
Commenting on the price of licenses, I probably won't stop hunting. It does get my blood pressure up a little bit when they raise fees, and it isn't it's a tax, I guess, to get outdoors. But I'd like to propose something. How about a golfing license? You're talking about raise some money. That would do it greatly.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
There are parts
of this this sample legislation that we talked about the other night that's going to be fair for everybody, and I mean everybody. I don't mean just hunters. I mean everybody. And and I can't imagine that the hunters wouldn't support it. I just can't imagine that. But already we know that the folks in Western Maryland, some of their spokespeople are against this. And, it's all because it's the O'Malley administration and it's, you know, you're going to raise prices again. But look, from what I can see, it's extremely reasonable. I mean, the price hasn't been raised in over 22 years on the basic hunting license. And so I think that people will find this palatable enough to be able to go along with it. I hope. Let's put it that way. And, you know, and they won't. You know, they won't raise all kinds of hell like they did last time. So we'll see what happens.
Right. Well, let's call it an outdoor license, and everybody that goes outdoors pays.
Well, Al.
Tongue-in-cheek, Alan.
No. I will take that as almost a serious comment and not tongue-in-cheek, and I'll be more than glad to share the details of the bill with you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. There you go. Let's talk to Wayne, Bully's Quarters. Good morning, Wayne. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you, Al?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fairly good. The question was whether it would keep you from hunting. Absolutely not. That's why they're raising it. because they know it's not going to keep you from hunting.
Right.
Now, the other question is, or
now, they haven't raised anything yet, but
the
proposal is in the sportsman's legislation in Washington to raise the cost of a federal duck stamp from $15 to $25, generally supported by the duck hunting community, Ducks Unlimited, and all of them, knowing that it's going to raise revenues, knowing it's going to raise $132 million over 10 years, knowing it's going to reduce federal deficit by about $5 or $6 million, which is chump change to the federal government. But also, you understand that in the sportsman's bill are funding for a lot of different programs, and it's an omnibus bill. You can certainly look it up if you'd like. It's Senate Bill S-3525.
Well, that was my first question. Why, if it hasn't been raised in 22 years?
No, that's the Maryland license. That's the Maryland. I want to differentiate between the federal duck stamp. The question was, would raising the federal duck stamp by $10 stop you from duck hunting? Then the follow-up question is, what about a raise in the Maryland hunting license?
Well, no, certainly you're going to buy the license regardless what it is. If you're an avid hunter and you want to hunt,
The reason it hasn't changed in 22 years is that through those 22 years, there has been enough public funding to help, to help the budget, to help the to cover the cost. There's no public money going into wildlife and heritage right now. None.
I was going to say, there's never enough money to cover the
There's
cost
never
now.
Enough, but they've
These
always been
going to rob that just like they rob everything.
Whoa. I don't even want to put that out there, because that is not true. That is not true. Nobody can rob anything from hunting license fees, from federal matching funds based on the number of hunting licenses we sell. That's the Pittman-Robertson's fund. Those funds cannot be touched. Those funds cannot be used to build a road. Those funds cannot be used for education. Those funds cannot be used for anything other than wildlife management, natural resources policing.
100% sure of that, like the boating.
It is. They robbed that, and it's not like the boating fund. There is a solid lockbox. Listen, we heard a story about the federal government camping out in Annapolis, having to have office space provided, doing a virtual, how do I want to put this, microscopic look at every possible, I mean, we're talking about everything from finding the serial number on the ATV at Millington Wildlife Management Area, okay? We're talking about fine tooth comb details. Not just a fine tooth comb. We're talking about a fine flea and tick comb that they combed every dollar with. And these are people who have said, if you step out of line, not only do you lose this year's funding, you lose all the funding and will have to pay back everything back to the beginning of time if you violate that. There is definitely a lockbox in effect, and this is a total misconception that people think that, oh, the administration's going to steal this money and that money, and they've ripped this and they've ripped that. The purpose of this potential raise in the increase in hunting license is to cover the costs that are there now. Do you understand?
How do you measure people? By past performance is what I generally do.
Listen, there has never been any funding robbed. I won't say never. Okay.
Come on, Alan. Come on. You're as old as I am. You've seen a lot of things in your life.
I am telling you, Wayne.
Based on stealing.
Wayne, let me tell you something. Here's the deal. We're on the radio. We're going out all the public. I'm trying to tell you the facts, and you're trying to give me your opinion.
No. I understand.
You understand. Here's the debate. You keep repeating the same BS, and I keep giving you the same facts, and you keep disputing it, and it annoys me because it's that kind of crap that leads to problems. We are talking about one thing here. We're not talking about the administration taking money to do anything else. We're talking about a solid lock on these funds. We're talking about federal oversight. We're talking about something that is important to you and me, which is our hunting
heritage. We're talking about funding for those programs. There's so much opposition to hunting among the non-hunting community right now. You have to understand the facts as a hunter before you can put false information out there.
How about we agree to disagree then?
Fine. We've agreed to disagree. Shane and Crumpton, good morning.
Hey, Alan, good morning.
I'm passionate. Can you tell?
I can really tell your passion, and I really appreciate that. And, as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go hunting this morning with my son the first time. He's going out deer hunting. He's 6 years old. So, I, you know, I'm a big advocate, and I'm pushing it, and I don't mind paying the increase in the hunting license. But Alan, buddy, I'm going to have to agree with your last caller, man. You cannot be that naive, you know, to believe that these guys won't put their hands on any kind of increase. I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, but
who's going to put their Shane? Who's going to put their hands on it? DNR, so they can buy another vehicle. They haven't bought a truck or a vehicle in 7 years.
Right. Right.
Okay.
They haven't bought another truck because.
Let me ask you a question. Will you work at the same job for 22 years without asking for a raise?
No, buddy.
Would you not ask for a raise in 22 years?
Yeah.
If you had a second job and all of a sudden you lost a second job, would you look to try and make up that money?
Sure.
There's no public money going into wildlife and heritage. None, zero, nada, zip. It used to be $1.5 million. It's down to nothing, zero.
So how is it, and I'm trying to be devil advocate, but so how is this going to happen? Can you explain a little bit to me? I mean, you say it's going to be a lockbox. How does that happen?
It is a lockbox. It's been a lockbox.
Okay.
It's been a lockbox. The federal government takes an audit, and it looks at everything that is done by wildlife and heritage, because we all know that once you accept federal money, and and every state accepts federal money, under the Wildlife Restoration Act, under the Fisheries Restoration Act, okay, because it's based on the dollars that you and I spend on guns, ammunition, and archery tackle. It's based on motorboat fuel for boats. It's based on fishing tackle. It is the two funds for wildlife restoration, one fisheries, one wildlife, okay? That money is distributed based on hunting license and fishing license sales back to the state. Here's how it works. If Remington sells a gun, 11% federal excise tax goes to the IRS. The IRS then puts that into a fund. That fund then comes back to the states based on their license sales. Okay? We have the access to that money. But once you take that federal money, which every state does, they have oversight. And when they have oversight, they come and camp out in Annapolis in the offices of the Department of Natural Resources, and they look at every dime that is spent. And if there are problems with the federal audit, they are in jeopardy of losing that funding. It's enough money that nobody wants to violate it. Nobody wants to violate that trust, and therefore there is a lockbox. In this proposed bill, it will state there is a lockbox. There are not very many funds anywhere that have a lockbox, but our fishing and hunting license money has a lockbox.
Well, and that's, you know, again, you're very knowledgeable, and I appreciate
And why don't people believe me? Because I've been in these meetings. They haven't.
They don't believe you. You know why they don't believe you? Because, look, history tells itself about anything the government gets their hands on. It's not they don't believe you. They just don't believe the politicians.
I agree with that. And you have to separate. You have to separate the people who administer the money from the politicians. The politicians make the rules and regulations, yes. The politicians will always have their hand out. They get their hands slapped, not only by wildlife and heritage, but they get their hands slapped by the feds if they try to monkey with it. You know,
that's great.
Okay?
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Again, Alan,
I'm trying to explain it, but I cannot break through this mentality that the government's out to screw us. I'm sorry.
You know, let's get that straight.
Look, I agree with you 1,000%, but you can't put false information out there.
Right.
I won't permit it here.
Gotcha.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Alan.
All right, got to take a break. I'm tired. Got to take a break. I really do. Good grief. The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have been, well, they've arrived. They've been delivered. They're at Pete's Cycle right now.
just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right, financing as low as 2.99%, and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary Sportsmen, powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris holiday sales event. PeteCycle.com is the website, by the way. And don't forget, the offer ends December 31st. The rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package. Custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg.
Hey, it's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, coming up January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You could win an African safari free. That's right. Special guest is also Razor Dobbs. You've seen him on TV, that's for sure. And there are seminars. You can also see over 100 hunting, fishing, boating, and outdoor specialists to help you plan your next adventure. Plenty of local Chesapeake Bay experts, as well as African safari guides, big game specialists, premier gun experts. Bring a big truck to fit all the fishing tackle available for purchase and the huge selection of outdoor gear. Guest speakers will cover topics like targeting rockfish into Chesapeake, preparing for your first African hunt, tackling the bay with light tackle. Go to www.outdoorsportsmanexpo.com for more information. It's the Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace Arena, Upper Marlboro, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. See you there.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
us at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
Woo. All right, I'm chilled a little bit. Do I take on John and Glen Burnie, or do I take on Matt and Towson? Matt, good morning. How are you? Matt, you hanging with me?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, you knew I was going to be calling. I guarantee it. Because we had this conversation 6-8 months ago that I said once they start, it'll never stop.
Start what?
Start raising license fees.
Well, it hasn't.
And if you talk about a lockbox, I tell you about Pandora's box.
Oh, here we go. All right. What, Matt, why don't you go ahead and have your say? I won't tell you the facts. I'll let you spout your crap. Go ahead.
I'm not spouting crap, Al. I'm just saying once it starts, and what I'm trying to say, Al, it'd be different if it was different economic times. But people are hurting. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and then they got the federal on top of it. Now you're talking about the federal duck stamp, and it'll probably be the state duck stamp. I'm just saying, I mean, is there...
Hey, Matt, I got a question for you. Do you have anybody that you know that doesn't hunt that would like to? Matt?
I'm thinking, Alan. You asked me an honest question. I'm trying to think. Not many, if any.
Okay. How about relatives that have kids? Because the key is if you get more people to participate, you might not have to raise license fees because there'll be enough money to do things they need to do things with. So, you know, why don't you do what I do and get people into hunting, mentor people, get them to buy their licenses, get them in the field, encourage them to go hunting and participate in the sport that we all love instead of whining and moaning about the politicians and pay attention to what's happening.
Well, if that's the case now, so where are you saying to me that
I'm saying to you, why don't you get off your butt, join an organization, go out and get involved, help some kids get into hunting and fishing, and increase the participation rate instead of whining and moaning about it. Go do something.
Fair enough, Alan. I mean, you're going to have the last say, but I mean.
No, you have the last say. Please finish up. Tell me what you want to say.
No, I said it, Alan. It's not just the license.
We're not going to get anything done by bitching about it, Matt. You got to do things by doing things.
You have the last word. No, I just feel like they, you know, like I said, my point was it just. You know, feel like you're getting it from all angles, Al. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, man. I live in this country. I feel like I'm getting it up the butt every day. But I go out and do it. I go out and make a living on my own. By myself. No company support. I am the company. I pay my hospitalization. I pay my taxes. I pay my expenses. I'm a doer. Everybody can be a doer. You just have to set your mind to it. And if it's as simple as talking about deer stories or fishing stories to a kid next door or your nephew or your niece, you can do that. And then maybe there'll be more people in the sport participating, enjoying the great outdoors, and we won't have to have this discussion down the road because there'll be enough people to pay for it. What do you think of that?
Well, I asked you last year when you talked about how they introduced it, and it was a terrible way.
It was a horrible way to do it. I agree with you.
You and I had the discussion that what would be the following year, and it just feels like it's never going to be.
Let me tell you, Matt, being in the meeting, lesson learned. Okay, lesson learned. But there's still going to have to be an increase. Have to be. There's no public money. In other words, if 10% of the population hunts and 90% doesn't, then 90% of the taxpayers in the state of Maryland don't support the hunters. We only support ourselves. There's no public money going into wildlife and heritage to support any of the programs run by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. None. It's all license fees and federal matching funds. Got it?
Hey, Alan, is participation down?
Yes. It's
how
actually
much?
Been level. Oh, it's down. It's down 12% or so over 20 years ago, but I would say it's level for the last couple of years. It's not growing.
That's the problem. We got older guys dropping out. We've got other interests for kids and everything else. And, you know, it was very disappointing at the meeting the other night to only see, you know, a handful of groups there. And none of the major ones. Got to go. Thanks, Matt.
See you.
Let's see. John in Glen Burnie. Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hear you're all wound up this morning.
Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, when you tell somebody the truth and they want to argue with you and they want to put an opinion out there, that's fine. That's what talk radio is all about. But when I tell you the truth, I expect the truth to be believed. That's all. But if you don't believe me, that's not on me. I've told you. So go ahead.
Well, I heard a guy on Sunday morning, yeah, he's on at 6 o'clock out of Chicago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. And he was talking about how their governor, not the one they have now, but the one prior,
yeah,
had taken all that money, all the money come from the government and everything else, and put it in the general fund. Now, I think he's supposed to be in jail now in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, that's Blagojevich. I know who you're talking about. And, yeah, you know what? He's an evil politician. He's in Chicago, Illinois. So what? No, so what? What's that have to do with anything today?
Well, you said it was in the lockbox and nobody could touch it.
I'm not talking about Chicago. I'm talking about hunting license fees and federal matching funds in the state of Maryland that support the wildlife and heritage. Oh, my God. Goodbye. Gerald in Forest Hill.
Good morning, Allie. How are you doing?
Please make sense.
Okay. All right. It's about the lockbox, of course.
Go ahead.
But, all right. Nothing stopped the DNR from misappropriating the Wall of Row funds from fishing. I mean, that was supposed to be recreational money, too.
Hey, what? You know what, Gerald? You know what, Gerald? You're absolutely right. But you know what? They got spanked, and they stopped.
And
they got penalized, and they're not doing it now. And I know where you're coming from. I know exactly where you're coming from. It went from recreational funds to support commercial funds. I agree with you. I agree with you. But every request that was made to do that from fisheries was approved by the feds. Lockbox. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They don't have a lockbox. They have firearms, though, but good ones from Browning. They have pump shotguns, the BPS, which is the best pump shotgun you can find. It's available. It's available in 12 and 16 and 20 and 28 and 410 gauges. And if you buy the 12 or 20, you get 3 Invector plus choke tubes with it. If you buy the other gauges, you get 3 standard Invector choke tubes with it. They carry the X-Bolt big game high-powered rifles, extremely accurate bolt action rifles, available in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazines, and for waterfowlers, autoloader shotgun called the Maxis. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil. It's available in Mossy Oak duck blind camouflage, as well as all the other fine Browning firearms, the Satori, the Synergy, the Gold, the Silver, the BT-99, the BPS, the BAR, the BLR, and the Buckmark. Those are all different handguns, rifles, and shotguns from Browning. They also carry all the home protection weapons that you like, as far as handguns, semi-automatic handguns, the AR rifles, they've got it all. Muzzle loaders from Thompson Center and more. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit. Number 9, 242-6108. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. ClydeSports.com is the website. They accept all major credit cards. They're open 7 days a week. Been in business since 1957. Clyde's Sports Shop.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Joan Jones. The renting of private homes instead of hotel rooms has become popular with vacationers in recent years. But the trend is also leading to a backlash from neighbors. And now there's a backlash to the backlash. A deep philosophical divide has developed over property rights versus neighbors' rights. On one side, homeowners who embrace the trend, along with a growing number of listing services that cater to the short-term rental industry. On the other, are neighbors who are concerned about the noise, parking problems, and a revolving cast of characters on their quiet streets. Disputes are breaking out everywhere. In Sedona, Arizona, a lawsuit that challenged the city's ban on short-term rental ads was recently returned to Superior Court. And courts ruled earlier this year against a Fort Lauderdale regulation that prohibited short-term rentals in residential neighborhoods. The number of homeowners renting their property to strangers has been driven in part by the weak economy, the housing bust, and the internet. I'm Joan Jones with the Wall Street Journal.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never miss the beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's help in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey Laura, this one's for you.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, "You gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet." But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen.
Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand.
Well, it's not exactly like she's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand, but let's talk to Terry in Baltimore City. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Pretty good. Great song. Love this song.
Yeah, thank you.
I just thought I'd give you a call and say hello.
Okay, appreciate it.
Enjoy your show, and as I say, I look forward to it every Saturday.
Beautiful. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good one. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye. Yep. Dave in Easton. Good morning, David.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, you're taking a beating this morning, my man.
That's okay.
Here's how I see it, Dave.
The guys that call and don't understand, haven't been to any meetings, haven't participated, haven't gotten anybody into the sport. All they can do is bitch and moan. That's fine. That's what you want to do. That's what we have a format for. But be informed, and that's all I try to do.
Well, let me give you a perspective. I'm believe it or not, I live on the shore and I don't hunt anything. I've got plenty of guns and I shoot targets, but I don't hunt anything.
So I got you. No problem.
I'm not passionate about your particular hobby or anything like that. So
right.
Listening to you, I just happened to be up this morning.
Yep.
The problem is you went to some meetings and probably been doing them for years, and you're to another one where they're proposing this federal increase. The problem that people have is you're saying it's fact. And it's basically a fact based on their proposal, because we don't know that it's fact. It's only what they're telling you. And I know you're passionate, but hear me out. The people that are calling in, like 80, 90% of them, they're not going based on anybody's political promise, because what we see going on, regardless of the field, whether it's hunting or transportation or lottery or education, they always tell you what they want you to hear, and then usually they do the opposite in some kind of sneaky way. So you're not going to sell this to people by beating them down because you tell them you went there and it's fact. It's just the fact that they told you that. It's not necessarily going to happen. It may, in fact, happen. But you don't know that, Alan. That's the problem. This is, to me, listening as a guy who's a non-hunter, I'm not being sold by your positions because I don't know enough about it. But it's certainly not being sold to me that way. It sounds like you said there was a mess on the last bill they tried. Well, it sounds like this one's headed in the same direction because you've got people who are passionate like you. I listened to them calling in here this morning, and they're basically saying, hey, we understand what you're saying.
There was a marketing mess on the way the last bill was presented. It didn't come. It was late being put in the hopper in the process. There was a giant increase in hunting license fees. The information got out into cyberspace. The people got beat to death. The politicians felt a lot like a lot of the people do, up for re-election, a lot of them. Let me explain something, Dave. Politicians aren't that smart, okay?
I agree with you there.
I sent an email to every member of the committee that I was in favor of the hunting license increase. The second time it was, after the bill was amended, it was a reasonable proposal. But that message didn't get out, okay, that it was a reasonable proposal. If that message would have gotten out first, might have been okay. And look, this bill may never pass. All I can tell you is if you look at the budget, if you look at the proposal, you're going to see that it's reasonable. And if you understand how the process works, that the money can't be touched. And that last caller, Gerald, was talking about something that happened years ago, hasn't happened in a while, that... You know, there are people who attempt to do things with money on these federal funds. If it's approved by the feds, it's approved. If it's not approved, it's not approved. If it's not known by the feds and it's discovered, there are severe penalties. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and I think to sell this, because, again, I don't hunt, but I'm listening to your
right.
fan base here gets pretty upset with you.
I don't care if they're upset with me or not.
Well, listen, you're not going to get them on your side. You're not going to gain support. If you're trying to sell it, I would say let them vent and say, yes, I agree with you. Almost inevitably, they steal. Even the Social Security lockbox, it's not locked. It's wide open.
Here we go again, Dave. Here we go again. You know, you're playing the same tune. Okay?
Well, that's what we get. That's our reinforcement. We see what they say, and then we watch what they do. So by you saying, well, your thing's fact, and we should believe you, that doesn't mean anything to people because they say, well, they told us that last time.
Go look at the budget. Go look at the numbers. Go look at the expenditures. It's all public record.
I believe you're right.
It is all 100% public record. There, we just went through an audit. The audit is public record. You can see what the federal auditors found. If there are any indiscretions, let me tell you what they found that wasn't authorized. They found that the funding that came from hunting license dollars to the venison donation program was not to be done that way. So they said, guess what? You can't do this anymore. So guess what? The venison donation program was dropped from being support by Hunter's Dollars. The venison donation program. Fortunately, this year in the budget, there was $248,000 of public money in the 2012 budget for the venison donation program. Every bit of every dime of public money went to the venison donation program because it couldn't be supported with license dollars or federal matching funds. It could not be supported by that. That was what the audit found. So that practice was stopped, even though it was a game program, even though it was a venison donation program and went to feed the hungry. It was found to be unauthorized and not kosher, so they had to kill it. So they were getting $100,000 a year from hunter license money. It was a dollar per license or something like that. It had been authorized by, you know, the politicians and that type of thing. But the Fed said no. So now the public money, the only budget item from taxpayers, was the $248,000 that went to the venison donation program. And guess what? 2013, it's gone. There's no money there. It's all done. There's no public funds, no taxpayer dollars from you and I, the taxpayers of Maryland, going to support wildlife and heritage. None goes to support any of the public areas that everybody uses that's been purchased by Hunter's Dollars, all the wildlife management areas that have been purchased by Pittman Robertson funds that people go hiking, biking, backpacking, kayaking, and bird watching on, not supported by the public. No fees, but it's paid for, all the maintenance, all the supervision paid for by Hunter's Dollars, okay? Well, all that public land.
Maybe that's too heavy a load for the hunters to handle.
You think maybe? Yeah, it is too heavy a load. Yes.
But I think just from someone listening this morning, I would take a step back. Instead of, you just gave me a little education, I think the other people listening probably got some more too. But you're trying to get people on your side, not push them away.
Hey, look, here's the deal, Dave.
People are mistrustful of the government, Alan. That's the fact.
I have no doubt. I'm mistrustful of the government.
Okay.
I'm mistrustful of the government, but I am passionate about hunting. It takes money to do the things that we do here in Maryland. It cost us $25,000 to do our Ingava breeding pair survey for Canada geese. Now, you're not a hunter, but to Canada goose right. hunters, that is an important piece of research that needs to be done. $25,000. We had to beg for money. We had to beg for money to find the money somewhere to go and do the breeding pair survey on the Ingava Peninsula in northern Quebec. $25,000. Guess how many states do that? Three out of 50. We're one of them. It's $25,000, and that simply pays the helicopter fees and things like that. The people that are doing that, you know, have to go there from Maryland. They have to be, you know, have to stay somewhere. But to do that breeding pair survey.
Is that because Maryland and these few states are the ones that are...
We're in Florida. Yeah, exactly right.
Well,
yeah, exactly right.
That's why not 50.
I mean, you live in Easton. Do you have any geese in Easton? Do you have a waterfowl festival in Easton? Do you have the World Goose Calling Championship in Easton?
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit important.
Oh, it's great. Well, just what I'm saying is...
But guess what? The Waterfowl Association doesn't support the nesting pair survey in the Ingava Peninsula. There's no money comes from the Waterfowl Festival to fish and wildlife, or I mean to wildlife and heritage.
Or somebody from your listening audience should approach them and say, hey, how about some money going this way?
You think? Thanks,
sure.
Dave. Appreciate the call.
All right.
There we go. Let's talk to... do we need a break, Pat? All right. Let's talk to Bill and Glen Burnie real quick, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good morning.
What's up?
I want to change the tempo a little bit.
Go ahead, buddy. Please.
We have, I belong to a gun club, and our president mentioned the Sick of Deer Federation.
I've heard about it, yeah.
I was wondering, it's similar to the Turkey Federation.
Yep.
Do you know anything about it at all?
I do know some of the members of it, but I don't know that they've gotten much off the ground. I know they've had some kind of a loose organization, and I haven't really talked much about it.
Like I said, I know a couple of the people that are in it, and that's about it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We were just wondering. Okay, thank you.
Yep, you got it. All right. Sorry. Don't know much about that. I know a little bit, but I don't know much. Here's what I think. I think people ought to go on all these website forums and get their information there. It's much more accurate than what I have. I can tell you that. Go to any chat room. They'll bring you up to date. The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, the powerful Rangers, the razor-sharp Razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris holiday sales event. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates are based on creditworthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Sorry about that. Hey, I got to tell you about Tochterman's. Downtown Baltimore, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. It is St. Croix rod time. Here's the deal. You buy two St. Croix rods, and you don't have to buy them the same day, but you buy them for the end of the year. The value has to be, the retail value has to be $230. For that, you send in your UPC codes and your sales receipt, you get a free rod from St. Croix. Now, not only that, but at Tochterman's in downtown Baltimore, once you buy a St. Croix rod, you get a ticket to win another upgrade on another free fishing rod, and that'll be drawn in January. So look, it's St. Croix wild times at Tochterman's in downtown Baltimore. Don't forget, Tochterman's has all the fishing tackle you could need, want, or imagine. They're all fishing all the time. They got gift certificates. They got great items for Christmas. They got great gift items, Yeti coolers, fly fishing, lure building, and fly tying materials. You name it. 1,000 rods on display, 600-700 fishing reels. If you have a fisherman in your family, go to Tochterman's, 1925 Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, 410-327-6942, 410-327-6942. Check out the St. Croix. What? What do we got? Clyde's in the Outdoor Sportsman Expo. Wow. Well, we're out of time. We spent too much time talking to our hunters. That's all right. Write them down for me, and we'll do make goods next week on them. I'm sure we can. No problem. How's that sound? All right, good. Wow. Hey, look, I am passionate. If I tick somebody off, guess what? I understand your frustration with government. I live it, okay? I live it. I know what you're talking about, but please, trust me a little bit. I know what I'm talking about, too. Understand 100% your frustration with the government. I understand you're pissed off about the election. So am I. But guess what?